Less than a year after completing its environmental impact report on plans to eradicate the light brown apple moth in Northern California, the State Department of Food and Agriculture has quietly begun preparing to draft a far broader document. Called a programmatic environmental impact report, it seeks to cover multiple pests and the interventions against them for almost all of California.
They are seeking to obtain advance environmental approval for any invasive species treatment or control program anywhere in the state at any time, now or in the future, for any species currently known to be here or any species that might arrive later that they consider to be a threat. From our point of view, they're asking for a blank check for future spray programs.
That's Nan Wishner, a board member of the group Stop the Spray East Bay. She's been at odds with CDFA over the apple moth spraying for years and says this approach is too ambitious to be workable.
We want them to review the environmental impacts of their programs, but to try to do an environmental review in advance that encompasses all the different ecosystems in the state, all the different current and possible pests, all the different current and possible treatments is really impossible to do adequately.
The Food and Agriculture Department has begun this process to comply with a 2008 state law that requires it to develop a strategy for managing high-priority invasive pests. Having this broader EIR already in place would enable more immediate responses when a new pest is identified, according to a departmental spokesman. The official notice of preparation for the programmatic EIR is due to be published in mid-June. A contract with a consultant to prepare the document has reportedly already been set, calling for up to 3 years of work at $1.5 million per year. Wishner predicts that won't be nearly enough to complete the job.
Everybody knows how strapped the state is to be spending that kind of money on something like this, which we think is very likely to take much longer than they think, to cost much more than they said, and to end up stalled in court for years. For them to think they can get this done for every single pest in every single environment in the state for $4.5 million is really ambitious.
Stop the Spray East Bay and other environmental groups, including the Marin County-based Moms Advocating Sustainability and the Center for Environmental Health, have jointly called on CDFA to abandon their current plan. Instead, says Wishner, they should use this as an opportunity to modernize their approach to pest management across the state.
Scientists at UC Davis are working on exactly this, re-envisioning how invasive species policy could be done at the state level. And so we think the state needs to be doing a really thorough stakeholder planning process that takes into account that science and also takes into account the new scientific research about the impacts of pesticides that has come out in the last 10 years and come up with something entirely new. And if they were to do that, probably the result would be a very modern, cost and resource efficient and effective strategy. They wouldn't even need a programmatic EIR of this scale.
As things stand, she adds, the department appears to be committed to continuing to strive for eradication rather than control of the pests that are by now well established in wide areas of the state. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.